The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Hey, hey, how's it going?
Good. What you up to, man?
Hey, I've been on the road, so I'm in Texas right now.
What part of Texas you in?
I'm in Dallas. I had a show in Fort Worth yesterday. So yeah, it's fun. It's been cool.
I lived in Dallas for a while. I spent some time in Fort Worth, which is like right outside of Dallas, but it's like a world away because Dallas is a big city with a lot going on and it's fun. And Fort Worth's a big city too, but that's straight up Texas out there, man. That is not like Dallas at all. You know what I'm saying?
It's wild. Yeah, they've got, you will see horses like on the street sometimes. It's wild. It's a whole different place.
You'll be like coming out of the bar and there's like a bull with those big ass horns coming down the street. And you're like, I thought this shit was only in the movies, but no, that's real. That's really happening.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's crazy.
Nice, man. Well, your life has changed so much, man. I love that TikTok you put up of like you, and it was showing you doing the song like in your living room, and then flips around and there you are in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's got to be an incredible change of vibe for you, man. Like,
yeah.
How long did this really take? It took like a year or so, 2 years?
With the song, it was really quick. I mean, you know, the song came out in August. I had first made the like little snippet of it that I posted on social media in June. And then I posted it there. And at the time, you know, it wasn't meant to be a full song. It was just like, here's some content. And then people loved it. And so then I decided, okay, I got to finish the song. And I did that. And then once I released it, stuff just started moving super quickly, which was crazy because, you know, I was, when the song, like the week that the song came out, I still had a day job. Like I quit my job, released the song. And then it's just been a whirlwind since then for the past, you know, few months.
What was your day job?
I worked in tech. Yeah, I did like finance stuff at a tech company. So I was at a desk, you know, on Excel spreadsheets and everything.
But like a steady paycheck coming. How did you know that you were going to be able, like, what was the point when you go, you know what, I think this shit's going to be big enough to where I don't need to do this desk job anymore?
Yeah, I mean, so the song, by the time that I quit, it was like the song, you know, it wasn't out yet, but it was on social media. Like, you know, I hear it all the time. And then I signed a label.
You hear it all
deal.
The time. Like every time you flip that. The video, is it was just, I think I flipped like four times. And, like it was like on four in a row one day. I'm like, shit, this thing is blowing up. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, no, I remember that time where I felt so scared because I was like, if I'm seeing this many times and I'm annoyed and I made the song, like everybody else is probably, I was sure that people would hate the song by the time it came out because it's like they've heard it too much now. I almost wanted to be like, no, stop posting, just wait a little bit. But but yeah, it you know, yeah, when it came out, it just worked. And so then yeah, I quit my job and it's been amazing.
God, man, I'm sure you liked your job before. That's a job you gotta really put yourself into, but I bet it sure felt good to quit knowing you were doing it to do something you love to do, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it felt great. So, it was definitely scary at first. Like you were saying, it's like, you know, making the jump from having a regular paycheck to being like, you know, we'll see what happens. But, I think I made the right decision. And yeah. I wouldn't have been able to have, yeah, you know, yeah. Yeah. Seeing, looking back now, a few months later, I'm like, yeah, that was definitely the right
job. You said you didn't expect it to blow up the way it did, which is, it raises an interesting thing in my mind because like, you sampled a really, really famous song to make this. Did you like just do it like hoping you get away with it at first? And then all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, this is blowing up. I better get some rights to this. Or like, how did that happen?
Well, cause I didn't plan on releasing it when I first made it. Cause you know, I assumed how am I going to get in contact with these people? I just assumed I'm not going to like, there's no chance. And so for me, it was just, maybe this will be a fun sound on, you know, on TikTok. And it'll be like a piece of content that people like from me. But yeah, I mean, I didn't really even at the time think that it could be anything more than that. And so seeing people like it and then, you know, once labels started reaching out and realizing like, wait, they actually can get into contact with the people and we can make this into a real thing. Like that was a huge moment.
I've seen you say you're an aspiring two-hit wonder. What other song are you most proud of then?
Oh wow! I have another song coming out. It's not, the release date hasn't been announced yet. I like will play it at shows every now and then, but I haven't let people in the world hear it outside of those contexts. But I'm really excited about it. We're probably releasing it, you know, very soon. But I don't know the exact date yet. But it's a song called "Say Cheese." But that's all I'm allowed to say.
That's all you're allowed to say. You got to love living in a world where that's what you are allowed to say things. That means that that means you've made it, man. No, I'm not even being funny, but I mean, I kind of am. But that does mean you've made it.
Hey, you're right. Hey, there we go.
I do have one more question about that song, though. Is it also going to be like a minute and a half long? Because this is probably the shortest song we've ever played on the radio. I love that, like how TikTok has changed music. And I kind of like the rapid fire, quick vibe, and then gone. I like that direction that music has gone into. But is it also going to be that fast?
No, this one's longer, which is good. Good for you guys. Because I always will hear like radio people be like, I went to the bathroom. Like I usually go to the bathroom in between songs sometimes, but I don't have time because your song is so short.
Man, I like I said, I think it's that TikTok has changed music in that way. But the great thing about it is, man, it comes on, you get sucked into it, you love it, and then it's over and you just want to hear it again.
I'm all good with people feeling like they have to replay my song multiple times.
Man, when you heard it on TikTok, like when it first started to blow up, you didn't get to the part where you're singing Best of My Love. You didn't get to that part. So that was the see, there is a reason to listen to the radio. You get to hear the whole thing.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, bro, what do you got going on for the holidays then? You did the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That had to be a life-changing moment for you. What about for Christmas time? What do you got going on?
Christmas time, I got a few more shows. And then I'm just going to go home and chill out for a little while. Because I've been on the road like since the song came out. I've spent maybe a collective of like a week at home. It's like most of the time I've just been out, you know, performing or like doing different things at different places. So yeah, I'm excited to just chill with the family a little bit.
Where is home for you, Paul?
Texas. Yeah, it's here. So, I mean, I'm here in Dallas right now, which is home, but I'm staying in Fort Worth. So I haven't, like, I'm not really home, but that's where my family is, but I live in LA now. And so,
of course you yeah, do, it's like, man.
That's what I, yeah, hey, true. So yeah, I guess the home that I mean, I haven't, you know, I've only been there about a week, like that's LA, but the home that I'll be in when I come home for Christmas will be Texas. So I'll be back here. But
didn't I see you lived in Georgia for a minute too?
I did. Yeah. I was born there. So I left when I was in fourth grade. But yeah, Georgia's got a special place in my heart.
So then who in your family do you get to chill with over the holidays? Like, are both your parents still around and all that?
Yeah, my parents and my older sister.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. Have you started your shopping yet?
No, I haven't yet. I really need to. I need to, because people are going to be expecting, like, hey, you had a good year, man. I'm expecting some good gifts.
Yeah, this year Christmas has got to be different in the Paul Russell house. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
Who's the hardest person to shop for in your family then, Paul?
I'd say my mom, because she always says that she wants pajamas every year. And it's like, I don't know. It's like I've gotten every kind of pajamas that exist. And so I don't know what to do anymore.
I bet you ain't got Gucci pajamas.
Wow.
Now that's what they're gonna be expecting.
That's what she's gonna... Yeah, exactly. You're right.
That's hilarious, man. Amazing. Well, look, man, I'm so happy for you. I can't wait to hear the next song. And just your story is incredible, man. Congratulations on everything. It's really a pleasure, and it's a pleasure to play your song, man.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for brightening all our lives with this music. We appreciate it. And I'm serious about that. We really do.
Wow. Hey, thank you. Thank you. I love it.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.